Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you haven't listened ever before, maybe you're a first-time listener, maybe you're referred here, we started Building Fortunes Radio. It's been over 11 years now, or pretty close to 11 years. So we've been doing this for a really long time. And I wanted a platform so when interesting people had interesting things to say, they would be able to say it, you know, not have to worry about any kind of filtering or censorship or anything else like that. And that was way before we even had this COVID stuff happening. So I met Shirley Franks many years ago, and she was a customer of ours on the home-based business side. And in addition to all the other things that she does, she's also a nurse, and she's a nurse instructor or nurse practitioner. And she wrote a book called 101 Nursing Affirmations. And if you go to Amazon, you'll be able to find that. So if you look for the title 101 Nursing Affirmations by the co-author, or the author rather, Shirley Franks, you'll be able to find it. And she's got a domain name, shirleyfranks.com. So Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Franks with an S at the end, F-R-A-N-K-S.com. You'll be able to go see the websites that she's putting together. But if you go search on Amazon and or if you go to her website, you'll be able to see a link to the written book and then also a link to the Kindle version. You know, there's something you could download and work on those devices. And then also an audiobook that has the 101 nursing affirmations as well. So like I've learned a long time ago, unless you're advertising and promoting your business, it's a little bit like winking in the dark. Some people might not understand what that phrase means. I didn't either the first time I heard it. Winking in the dark. A guy named Joe told me that when I first started down here in Florida. I said, winking in the dark, what does that mean? It sounds kind of creepy. And he says, well, it's real simple. If you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And I said, that makes sense. That's the way a lot of people, they do things. Nobody knows. So I said, when Shirley called me up, I said, well, we got to make sure that you're not winking in the dark. We got to make sure that we are showing people the different things that happen in the industry. And also with our audience, we have a lot of people that deal with health and stuff like that. And I said, why don't we do some radio shows? We'll do it on Building Fortunes Radio. If people go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks, they'll be able to find this as well as the previous radio shows. And we'll just make sure that people that are in the nursing industry, around the nursing industry, care about the nursing industry, they're going to be able to have this wonderful platform to be able to take care of this and anything else you might be doing. So we are here with the author, creator of everything related to 101 Nursing Affirmations, Ms. Shirley Franks. So Shirley, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Well, I know you went away for a couple of weeks on like a family vacation, if you will, which I'm sure was relaxing. Now you're back. So tell us a little bit about Shirley, and then just as a quick reminder, you know, what is the 101 Nursing Affirmations book about?
A little bit about me. I am a nurse, as you did mention, and I've done that for over 25 years. The last 5 years of my career, I've spent as a nurse instructor / educator. The book that I've written, interestingly, you talk about winking in the dark, and I heard that I also have a business degree, an MBA, and that's something was always mentioned. That was the first time I've heard it too. In business school, and yes, I'm a nurse and I have a business degree, but I'm not talking about me per se about what I have, but it's about marketing. You know, ideally you can have a book, and if it's not advertised, if you're not marketing it, it's like winking in the dark. So I'm glad to hear that because we didn't talk about that before, Peter. But the book I've written, 101 Positive, 101 Nursing Affirmations, is about positive affirmations, you know, which consists of powerful statements, positive statements. And really, as an affirmation, is usually meant to overcome or negate negative, undo negative thoughts or things that one may be encountering in their personal life or in their mindset. And ideally, you will have to check the book out. There, it's up on Amazon. If you're on Kindle, it's free. If you own a Kindle membership, and so forth. So I'm happy to come out with this book, and hopefully it will be enticing to most.
Excellent. So, you know, we have a lot of people that listen in. They come from different backgrounds and different degrees, and we always have a new listening audience. So I'm going to speak to the newer people first on affirmations. When I graduated from college, I broke my mom's heart when I decided to be in the vacuum cleaner business. I wound up working as a manager trainee for a company called Electrolux. And for many of you that are older, you might be familiar with Electrolux. The brand name is the vacuum cleaner. For many of you that are newer, it's a different story. But I was supposed to be a medical doctor, and I decided not to go to medical school. So you could just imagine what I mean by I broke my mom's heart. So here I am in the direct sales profession. Somebody gives me this book called Think and Grow Rich, and I said, that was an interesting title. You mean if I think, I might actually grow rich? You know, maybe there's something to this. So I'm okay, I can think. I'm thinking. I'm a college student. You know, I'm good in taking notes. But they gave me Think and Grow Rich, and inside there was something about affirmations. And I started to kind of feel a little bit uneasy because no one up, and I don't remember how old I was, 22, 23, no one up at that time really took an interest in me as a person. They took look at me as a student, but not as a person. And when I started to do this sort of stuff, and then I had to buy some tapes, I bought some tapes by Brian Tracy, and I was listening to people like Earl Nightingale. They would sometimes run a video on Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. And when they started talking about these affirmations, they said, you know, you have to take these statements and you have to read them out loud several times a day. And some of them weren't necessarily true for real at that time. Like, I was shooting to make 50 sales. So, some of the things would be is like, I make 50 sales, or I'm a salesperson that's at the 50 sales level. And I had never done that stuff before. So I really wasn't sure. I was a little bit uneasy. It wasn't like a lie. It was just telling the future in advance. And that's not like trying to play word games or anything else like that. I'm trying to shut off myself. My phones are ringing off the wall as usual. So I was a little bit uneasy. And I'm the most positive person I know. And I don't remember some of the other ones. You know, I'm prompt, or I always, you know, do the hardest task first, whatever it was at that time. Or if it was for income, I'm a high-income earner, I make $100,000 a year. So I said to myself, you know, is this a little bit like brainwashing? You know, is this cult-like? You know, I was unfamiliar with these things, so some of these thoughts were rattling around in my mind. And I said to myself, I had to sell myself first. So I said, listen, Peter, if this stuff works, that's a good thing. It would be nice to be a top income earner. You know, it would be nice to be positive, you know, all the time or most of the time. Or it would be nice to be able to overcome my objections or overcome my obstacles or whatever was the affirmations at that time. So if it were a good thing, that'd be good. If it were a bad thing, would I be able to notice it? Like, is it something like, you know, somebody spills something in your drink and you don't know, you know? No, probably not. I mean, I'm the one who's reading these things to myself. So I said, you know, what if I start doing kooky things, you know? you know, like kooky things. Like, well, I think I could stop it. I'm going to keep myself somewhat aware of this stuff. So this whole thing with affirmations was somewhat foreign to me. And I said, I'm going to not just try it, I'm going to apply it. So I started to do what they said, read the affirmations. And the first couple of times it was a little bit awkward. Second couple of times, got a little bit more comfortable with it. I've never really felt comfortable explaining them in front of other people. It wasn't like the Pledge of Allegiance. You stand up there and you sing, you know, do the Pledge of Allegiance with everybody else listening. Something I always used to have to do somewhat in private. And sometimes I would read them out loud, and sometimes I would read them or I would think about them because I read them so many friggin' times, I memorized them. Remember, I was a college student. Right. Memory was something that was really good for me. So with the affirmations, here's what I found. I found that eventually I moved in that direction, and many of them became true. And the good thing was lots of really good things happened when they became true. I did become, I said, I'm the most successful salesperson I know. That was certainly not true when I first started saying it. But as I started to say it, I started to become it. And I did the other things. It wasn't just like affirmations. It was hard work. It was practice and determination. It was a whole bunch of other things as well. But the affirmations kept me on track. And for all those people that might be listening in, if they've never done affirmations, the reason why I went through my little evolutionary story is because that was my little evolutionary story, and it might be similar to yours. So, Shirley, did you have any, like, what was your, first of all, I'll let you comment on whatever I mentioned, but also what was your introduction to affirmations?
My introduction was at school. I went to a convent school, which is a Catholic school, and I was exposed to affirmations by a nun, especially this one nun, St. Teresa. And she would always say things like, okay, if you want to make an A, put it up in the mirror, and say the affirmation, and she would say it. And I started practicing doing that. I mean, I was a cum laude graduate from the University of the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas. And I was always engaged in doing that for some. It was like fun, you know, because I found that affirmations help to overcome self-limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging beliefs or negative thoughts that shift your mind, that can shift your mind to the positive. And I did that, and I think it's great. So thought leaders like Robert Kiyosaki, Brian Tracy, who else did you mention?
Earl Nightingale?
Earl Nightingale, I'm going to say Florence. Earl Nightingale, Florence is the icon for nursing. But those are thought leaders that instill, when you read their material, their books, they're filling in one's mind how to use affirmations to overcome negative beliefs or self-limiting beliefs. But for me personally, I started in school, in middle school. In middle school. I'll pay attention. I have a friend. She's in St. Martin. I'm from the Caribbean. And I would say, girl, you don't remember when St. Teresa said this and that? She said, girl, Shirley, you remember all that? I said, yeah, I made good notes. I was sat in front, and I listened. So.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, let's take this. Let's do a little commercial break. You're listening to Shirley Franks. She's got a great website, shirleyfranks.com. She's got a cool book, 101 Nursing Affirmations. If you go to Amazon, you'll be able to find it. And we're going to do a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Shirley Franks. ShirleyFranks.com is her website. You'll be able to find the book and the links over there, plus a little bit more about herself. If you go to Amazon, you could buy the book, get the download on Kindle, or you can also do the audiobook as well. So we're talking about 101 nursing affirmations. Now, I rattled off some of the affirmations that we had or that were kind of suggested to me in the direct sales profession and what I was doing at that time. And I, you know, you bring your head with you wherever you go. So when I started my own business, I was using similar affirmations. And, of course, I am human, so I don't do the things that used to work before. It's so stupid. Like, why do I do things like that? I used to do this, and it worked really well, and then I stopped doing it. So part of the reasons why maybe I don't do them as often as I should is because, you know, number one, I might not be teaching it to somebody else. Number two is I'm in uncharted waters with the types of things that they do. I can come up with every excuse in the book. However, I got to share with you, I apply a lot of the ones that I used way back when in the mid-1980s when I first got started doing this sort of stuff. So my affirmations were sometimes stuff like, you know, successful people do the things that failures refuse to. So I always remember these things, and this comes up to me anytime I have any area of hesitation, any area of doubt. So when Brian Tracy would say, I am responsible. I am responsible, and you say it like that. Now, that's a good one because that could fit into nursing, but there are some specific ones that you make relative to nursing. So if there's somebody listening in that is in the nursing profession, I'm going to suggest that you'll become a better nurse, and if that means make more money, if that means treat your patients better, or the people that you're working with better, if that means be able to communicate with family members better, whatever that might translate its way into, I'm going to say using the affirmations is going to have a positive benefit. So I'll let you comment on that, and if you want to share with us some of your favorite nursing affirmations, certainly could do that as well.
Oh, of course. The first one that I've written in the book was, I am a nurse. A nurse I am. And that particularly was geared to new nurses, new graduate nurses, as I teach, as I've taught new graduate nurses, just so that one can develop a positive vibe, confidence, build confidence. I am a nurse I am. And I like that one. There's one that says, I face my fears. I'm an emergency room nurse. Most of my nursing skills were focused in the emergency room as an ER nurse. So you have to walk in a room and there is, ice pick in a chest, you know. And, you know, people always say to me when I was, oh, Shirley, you're always calm. But I've already conquered my fear, Brad, because I'm like, I face my fear. Another one is, I'm resilient now. The challenges that we have to face as nurses, as we all know, and being resilient is one of them. Another one I like, I inspire new nurses in promoting greatest patient care satisfaction, because each one teaches one. Yeah, we all may have the knowledge base, but here you are as an experienced nurse. Why not help that other nurse, that young nurse, so to speak, as far as young in the profession? I like that. I am happy and grateful now that I demonstrate and resonate to be a top-notch nurse in the health, in health and wealth. Sky's the limit. Whether you're a nurse practitioner, or a DNP, or LVN, or a two-year RN, you know, we have to be the best as what we do. And it doesn't matter at what level you are. Just be your best. I like those.
Yeah, those are great. Now, I was thinking about something while you were talking, and not that I've ever done this before, but this is because it would probably be a little bit a little bit unnerving. I know the answer to the question that I'm going to ask the audience. What percentage of the people that you run into that do a profession that might be important to you actually have affirmations or read affirmations or know of affirmations? And I'm going to guess the percentage would be very low. So, meaning, like, how many salesmen do you meet? If you said to them, hey, listen, where's your affirmations? They could whip out the card or the book or the notepad or whatever would be their note-taking devices and say, oh, here they are, you know, or how many doctors can you say, can you show me your written affirmations? I know that would be a weird question, but I can tell you it probably a very small percentage would have them in writing and available somewhere on their person. Like, for instance, if you said to a doctor, you know, where are your affirmations? He might say, well, you know, hey, kid, you know, you're asking me this question. I'm suited up. I'm ready to go take out your appendix. They're not with me right now because I had to do the scrubbing down thing. But, you know, they're in my notebook, you know? You know, I'd say, Shirley, could you go get me my jacket? I mean, they're right there in my front coat pocket, you know, or something like that. They'd be somewhere close by, retrievable. But I know the percentage is very low, and there's really no logical reason for that because what we're talking about isn't hard. But why do you think the percent? First of all, if you agree with me, why do you think the percentage is so low?
I don't necessarily think that they may be low. It all depends on the school that person went to.
Right.
You know, a big factor relies on that. It's not necessarily basically whether it went to Howard or whatever, UCLA, for example, but the who you surround yourself with is important, and believe it or not, those people bring certain credentials and aspirations to their fellow, their circle. So they're speaking these affirmations without even knowing it. Or the instructor who's teaching the course, you know, is inspiring them, you know. So on average, yeah, some people may have low affirmations or they have self-doubt, you see, but people who are successful, if you talk to them, they're the ones who have these affirmations down pat. What would you say to that? That's what my feelings are. So
I'd say it's probably part of the culture of whoever's doing the training. Like,
correct.
If you imagine, like, when I was in my vacuum cleaner business and we were talking about affirmations, I would be able to inspect what I expected, meaning I could say to that new trainee, where are your affirmations? And if he couldn't find them and reproduce them within seconds or minutes or show me where they were, or I'd say, you know, what are the top five that you have right there? And he couldn't repeat it as if I knew he was repeating them every day. Then I knew that he wasn't, like, being coachable and applying the stuff that we were teaching. But that would be, like, me as a drill sergeant. So if you have a drill sergeant that's teaching this sort of stuff, it's going to be the culture of the organization, whether it's the school, the business, or, you know, just the person who's doing the training. But I think, overall, affirmations, as long as they've been around, are still somewhat foreign to many people, meaning I don't think it's as common as we wish it would be. So
right.
I think that's my general thought.
Right.
There's no reason. No reason
for
it.
And so, like, a nurse is trying to pass the NCLEX. She failed. She failed the NCLEX. That's the board of the standardized test to become a registered nurse. And she failed. But she would say, if I'm the person teaching her, instructing her, and she said, I will pass, I want to pass. Those are not positive affirmations. You got to write it down. I passed my NCLEX exam. See the difference? Not will, not in the future, is positive. It's a positive statement that one has to make. And many teachers do that. Yes, you will. Yes, you can. You can. You can do this. You can do it, Jerry. You can do it, Jackie. You see, those are affirmations being instilled in somebody's mindset. And maybe they're not recognized as such, but actually they are if it's positive. And, you know, there's a saying, you believe you can, you can, and if you believe you cannot, you cannot. Either way, you're right. So if a person is doubting whatever, you know, having self-limiting beliefs, then if they're positive, then that's where affirmations come in, that can come in to create a positive outcome.
So, and as we close this up, I think if I were, first of all, if I was a nursing student or as a nurse, want to be a better nurse, I would probably want to have a few copies in writing. So I'd want to buy a few books. And he said, why a few? Well, I'd want them strategically located in places where I needed them. I'd probably want one in my car. I'd probably want one, in the house somewhere, like the bedroom or the kitchen or whatever. I probably want one, you know, in my backpack. I probably want one, you know, I probably want three or four versions. So, because I'd want them all around. I'd want them all around, you know. So that would be very normal for someone like me to do something because out of sight, out of mind, you know. But when it's in front of you, you'll be able to see it and touch it. And just even the visual trigger sometimes might make a very big difference in my day.
Yeah.
So you know, small investment. Whatever the price would be a small investment. If it's back into your business, of course, it's tax deductible, which is a good thing. So you can deduct it from your taxes because you're reinvesting back in yourself. If you're buying it from other people, you could do the same thing. So you could buy these things by the dozen if you wanted to. And this way you'd be able to pass them around and give them to people that you know and like. And obviously if you're a nursing instructor, you could recommend it to your students as well. So there's lots of reasons why this book can have a lot of movement, I say playfully, you know. And the reality should be is probably you want to get, you know, a couple because if you're outside, it's going to get wet. You know, if you're eating or drinking and you're watching, it's going to get dirty or spilled on, and that's totally okay. They're supposed to be used. And the good thing about it is it'll translate its way into you being a better every. Wow, that was so fast. This went fast.
I agree.
I'll let you close it up.
Yeah, I agree with your comments, Peter. The audio is $5.99. The book is $20. It's affordable. If you're a Kindle owner, yeah, it's free to the Kindle owner. So it's a great tool, I think. And thank you.
You're welcome. So one last thing as we wrap this up, you're listening to Shirley Franks. If you go to shirleyfranks.com, Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S.com, you'll be able to see her website. If you come back here, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks. Shirley Speaks. We call this Shirley Speaks. We're talking about the affirmations book today, but we'll talk about other topics in future radio shows as well. But I'm going to say thanks, Shirley. Thanks for being here, and glad you came back from vacation. And we are going to call this a radio show. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.